If it was a yearly tradition to play the 1959 teenage pop hit See You in September over the Pelham District High School's PA system, its last broadcast would have been June 30, 1974. There was danger in the summer moon above as the Board of Education closed the school, even though there was strong community pressure to keep it open. In the final edition of the Pelham PNX, the school's magazine, Principal Edgar A. Bud Kerr wrote, "But we may be sure that in any event, as long as there are descendants of its students, the influence of Pelham will continue for generations." He was correct. Now, 44 years later, former students and graduates descended upon Lipa Park for its 10th reunion since 1984, organized by a committee led by alumna Vilma Moretti. Kerr was the last principal of the school where four of his children also attended. Brian graduated in 1965, Mike in 1963, Nancy in 1968, while Kevin, the youngest, transferred to E.L. Crossley once Pelham closed, where he completed his final 2 years. Not only was Bud Kerr a chemistry teacher beginning in 1952, he was also vice principal from 1963 to 1965, then principal. He was also a student when the school was named Pelham Continuation School, later becoming Pelham District High School. Brian Kerr described his father as one with a dry sense of humor, one that related to the iconic 1950s comedian Jack Benny. "We didn't have a lot of money then, as we also farmed. So, when he was finally able to buy a new suit, he joked with the students at an assembly one day by saying, 'Well, I finally got a new suit for every day of the week and this it,'" Brian said. He was one of those people that could stand up an assembly of 1,200 students, not say a word and it would go quiet, Nancy reflected. He never spoke loudly, never raised his voice. Verla Hall was the school's Latin and French teacher from 1963 to 1969. "He had some interesting widespread ideas in his teachings," say Hall. "He wasn't uptight, he was relaxed. I enjoyed my time teaching when I was there." Hall was one of some 172 teachers during the school's lifetime. She praised Kerr's leadership as one of being supportive, especially when teachers did a good job in achieving the best they could with their programs. Kerr's teaching style was one of practicality when it came to helping students understand concepts. Kevin Kerr laughed as he explained that when his father was teaching the difference between AM and FM frequencies to students, he brought in a bat to the classroom. When he shut off the light, the bat flew around the room, but when Kerr turned on the light, the bat dropped to the floor. "He had four ways of doing things," said Mike. "The right way, the wrong way, your way, and his way. And he would say, 'As long as I'm in charge, we do it my way.'" Hall described Kerr as a fascinating person, especially with his military background. Kerr joined the Royal Canadian Air Force in 1941 and became a World War II Spitfire pilot, engaging in battle in over the North African desert, Malta, and Sicily. One notable battle happened on May 7, 1943, while patrolling the Cap Bon Peninsula, where he sighted a force of some 18 Messerschmitt 109s. Kerr's keenness to engaging the enemy and continual devotion to duty led to a successful formation breakup, and the destruction of one aircraft, which earned him one of the Air Force's most prestigious decorations, the Distinguished Flying Cross. Elsie Alsop, 96, was one of the oldest alumni who attended the event, graduating in 1941. After graduation, she and her husband, Bill, ran the school's buses for some 30 years. "It was a very successful event and great to see everyone again," Alsop said. "Vilma and the committee did a good job in advertising and having people come out." Bernie Law is another lifelong Pelham resident, graduating in 1965. "It was fabulous and there was an exceptional crowd and a beautiful day," said Law. For Law, the opportunity to attend the reunions was a tremendous opportunity to rekindle good times with old friends. Attendees had a fun-filled afternoon of refreshments, reminiscing and looking back through old yearbooks and photo albums. Lipa Park Hall was decorated with the Panther spirit, including banners, jerseys, bomber jackets, and various pieces of uniforms. Vilma Moretti is one of the original organizers of the reunion. When we did our first reunion, we had over 100 people help organize the event, with 4,000 people attending, she said. Due to the success of the initial reunion, after event costs were covered, there was $10,000 surplus. In 1985, the committee established a scholarship to assist Pelham High School students with advancing their post-secondary education. To date, Moretti said that $56,000 has been invested in the futures of Pelham's youth. We're really proud of that we've given out that much money to help kids going through for post-secondary education. As time went on, reunion numbers decreased due to former students passing away or moving. Even though attendee numbers didn't look strong at the end of August, with only 100 confirmed, Moretti spread the word again and the numbers significantly increased to about 300, consisting of former educators and students. Moretti said a wrap-up meeting would be held to determine if there would be sufficient interest for another reunion in a few years' time.